Blog Talk Radio.
Rocking with your man, Lyricist. I want to thank everybody that tuned into yesterday's episode. I know we kind of started out a little bit slow yesterday, but we're going to get off to a better start today. We all know what today is, right? It's the day that females drive their significant other fucking crazy. So, before I dive into that, let me clarify what I mean by females driving their significant other, whether it's a guy or a gal, I don't know, but it's Valentine's Day. And that this is probably one of the days that in America where people spend the most fucking money other than Christmas. So, happy Valentine's Day to all the people that actually have somebody. And if you don't have somebody, I will say something else to you. My bad. I guess it's all about the approach. So, happy Valentine's Day, people. You know, I want to thank y'all for taking the time out to tune in to Surge Radio today. You know, but one of the topics that we are going to talk about is Valentine's Day. You know, what's special about Valentine's Day? You know, it was never one of those things that I really gravitated towards. It's not that I never had anybody. I mean, I'm married. And I've been in a relationship longer than I've been married. So it's not that Valentine's Day doesn't mean anything to, like, normal people. But to me, I don't give a fuck about Valentine's Day. It's like a more watered-down version of Christmas. Just another day to give gifts. If you're in an active relationship and you really, like, care for that person, every day is Valentine's Day. Now, that could be taken in many ways. You could be that guy or girl that spoils your significant other. But to correct that, to me, I think Valentine's Day is a day that belongs to women. So, as I dive back into what I was saying, you know, you should be able to do that every day. You may not get a gift every day. You may not do flowers and balloons every day. But in my opinion, you should be able to at least treat every day like it's special. You don't want shit to get old. You don't want to be that person that, you know, just do shit, the same shit all the time. You know, you just want to try to be more creative, you know. And what I mean by expanding Valentine's Day 365 days out of the year, try to cook for your significant other. You know, and maybe I should just target this more at the men. You know, I'm not Steve Harvey. No, I didn't write a fucking book. No, I am not a comedian, and this is not Think Like a Man in the radio or podcast format. It's more like use common fucking sense. If you really care about that person enough to keep them around, do something on a daily basis. Don't just do it because the day calls for it. Because when Valentine's Day passes, you shouldn't be the best boyfriend or the best husband on Valentine's Day. You should be that every day. You should try to at least, you know, apply a little bit of that. Sprinkle it throughout the year. Be a decent person. You're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to have moments where it is, you know, you disconnect, you know, from each other. But at the same rate, you want to try to find a way to your marriage or your relationship lively. And women, don't be afraid to initiate sometimes. You can also do things as well. Even though Valentine's Day is a day for you, and, you know, even though that should be something that's spread throughout the year, you shouldn't have no problem with doing it as well. We're going to dive back into that a little bit more. I'm going to play this new track by my man Nutso. It's called Check.
Watch on my wrist like, diamonds on my neck like, ring finger on shine, is this line and I'm a white. Keep them like a hose on deck, hold it down for my sex. It's empty one and it's straight good, and you can put it on deck. Watch on my wrist like, diamonds on my neck like, ring finger on shine, is this line and I'm a white. Keep up like a hose on deck. Check. Hold it down for my sex. Check. It's everyone in this straight hood. And you can put it on that. Check. Chasing the paper and I'm a threat. This is real as it gets. Fucking with a vet. Charge to the back, go hard. TTT turned up, go get it as best. Niggas wanna hate me. Talking that shit about me when you know I'm a step for the rest. I stay working while y'all stay hurt. Acting like a kid, but I ain't pressed. Yes, fly. I'm on right now. Stay so high that I'm gone right now. On this level that I'm on right now. Cause I'm putting in work on his own like wow. It'll wear hurt. Like pow, that's what they call me flagrant foul. Furious wordplay, I'm ammo with foul. Lyrical skill that you know I'm from out. Banging so hard that you turn up the dial. Loud in the air with my system on bound. You know who it is, I've been shutting them down. Ripping my hood, putting off on my pound. Wanted you got it, so I'm about to clown. Blessing the game with my sound. Got this beast by the pound. Niggas know I came to turn that game around. Rap, snap, clap, clap, clap. Close it over here, I'm everywhere, you never there. I'm working and my vision slip. Black rap to the end is near. About to go, postal. I'm as real as they get something, cause that's what I'm supposed to. Watch on my wrist like, check, check. Diamonds on my neck like, check, check. Ring finger on shine, is this lining up? I'm like, check, check. Keep it like a hose on deck, check. Hold it down for my sex, check. If there's one in this straight hood, and you can put it on that, check. Watch on my wrist like, check, check. Diamonds on the neck like, check, check. Ring finger on shine, is this lining up? I'm like, check, check. Keep up like a hose on deck, check. Hold it down for my sex, check. If there's one in this straight hood, and you can put it on that, check. I'm a lyrical beast, I keep my ear in the streets. Yeah, you know that I'm about my cheese. They say that I don't shine, say that I don't grind. I do the shit, I be out your league. I be going in and I be going hard. While you boys be looking for tea. Say this straight hood, music empire. MP1 when I bleed. Say I'm back to clear this game up. All these dreads wearing them seeds. My pants baggy, my shirt blue, with these diamonds shining on me. It's all real, I said no fiction, ain't no lying on the CD. It's all real with me, and I done put in work over here, no one to be cheap. I done paid my dues, and I done took the losses, but I bounced back with ease. This time hit the game with fury, uncontrollable, this team. On this chase to win, my nigga, came in the game to supersede. All these rappers that claim to be the realest, now I'm here, all eyes on me. All eyes on me, sent for my team. Shining my watch, clean, clean. Money like a stream, strain to get the American dream. Train and live my life like a king, king. Gotta get it by any means. Me, they grinding hard to get it. Just watch me do my thing with my watch on my wrist like check, check. Diamonds on my neck like check, check. Ring finger on shine, is this lining up? I'm like check, check. Keep up like a hose on deck, check. Hold me down for my sex, check. If there's anyone in this straight hood, then you can put it on that, check. Watch on my wrist like check, check. Diamonds on my neck like check. Ring finger on shine, if this blind is on my life, check. Keep up like a hose on deck, check. Hold it down for my sex, check. If there's anyone in this straight hood, then you can put it on that, check.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Slurs Radio. That was checked by Nutso E Money. Also, I want to say shout out to my dude Ironic. At the beginning of the show, we are using a beat that he produced for Sir J Records as the actual intro to Slurs Radio. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in for that. But just to get back to the subject, you know, we are talking about Valentine's Day, what it should mean to, you know, both sides, both guys and, you know, and ladies or gals. And, you know, to me, Valentine's Day is just, like I was saying before, you know, it should be engaged on both sides. I really feel like, you know, women, it's okay to reach out and, you know, just show a little bit more. You know, I know that to most women, you know, they feel like, hey, this is the day that's designated for me, so do something special. I think you should try to get that every day or as close to it as possible. You know, you don't want to, you know, put so much energy into a day. You know, kind of like when everybody put all that energy into Christmas, what happened? People can't wait to take the damn tree down. So when it comes to Valentine's Day for a guy, he just can't wait to get past that shit. He can't wait for you to fall asleep at night and forget about Valentine's Day. So, I mean, just try to put so much energy into it. I mean, to me, I think Valentine's Day is the day that Drake made for a whole bunch of soft, over-the-top, lovey-dovey, emotional guys. There's one out there for every lady, I believe. So go find you a Drake or appreciate what you got. Just to kind of get away from that a little bit, we're going to dive into some of these entertainment topics. Yesterday we spoke about, you know, Drake's surprise album / mixtape, which you can find on iTunes and every mixtape website out there. You know, just to elaborate on that more, you know, the name of the album is If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. As I pause, I wonder, where did Drake get these titles from? Do he, like, sit in his tub with the bubbles? He's like, I want to come up with an album title. If you're reading this, this is too late. It's just like, it's all his titles are so fucking soft to me. Like, Take Care. Everyone, his album's titles is made for Valentine's Day. So I think that everybody should be bumping Drake on Valentine's Day. I'm going to start giving the guy a hard time. But I think Drake pretty much dropped the album as a way to get out of his deal with Cash Money. So it helps the process for Lil Wayne and his lawsuit. So it's looking like Wayne is gearing up to take Drake, Nicki, and all of the Young Money artists with him when he departs from Cash Money. But, you know, it's more to be seen on that. And if you guys expect to get any more updates, all you got to do is just turn on your TV or go to TMZ.com. Most likely they're going to have that shit before I do. And I'll be reporting it right here on Surge Radio. Not to mention, it looks like Sony and Marvel has decided to team up. And, you know, now Spider-Man has officially joined the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They're looking to replace Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. But, you know, there's a lot of pushback on that. They're heading in a direction to where it is they want to have a younger Spider-Man. But we'll see where that goes as well. But, yeah, definitely a lot of people are signing back on. Even Hugh Jackman is looking to extend his role and reprise his role as Wolverine in the bigger scheme of things in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So that's it for the entertainment news for today. No sports right now because I'm a little bit burnt out with sports. But I am happy that the Patriots won. I didn't get an opportunity to talk shit last time. So seeing that I said on a last episode that the Patriots were going to win, everybody that called in and said, oh, Seahawks, how do y'all fucking feel now? Ha. Brady, bitches. Okay, I'm done. I'm done talking shit. I'm going to take this call. And then we're going to hop right back into the subject of the day, which is Valentine's Day. Caller number one, what's going on?
What up, bro? What's going on with you?
What's up, man? Tell everybody who you are.
going on, everybody? This is B Todd speaking, the shit talker. I wouldn't say I'm numero uno, but I'm close enough to it.
You say you're close enough to it?
Yeah.
So yes, today, sir, we're talking about Valentine's Day. So what do you feel about the whole Valentine's Day thing?
Well, seeing as though that I'm married and I pretty much make any day Valentine's Day, this means nothing to me or my wife for that matter, because I could just pop up with some shit on a Wednesday and just do it just because day, because I'm random like that. So it really is not no big deal. Once you're in a relationship and an understanding relationship at that, you good. I think it's only a big deal to the people that's trying to make the chicks they, you know, they girl, or trying to keep them around, you know, keep them happy. That's just some fresh meat, we dating type shit to me. After you've been with somebody for a long time, you know, all that crap, it's not that big of a deal. Like I said, you can make any day Valentine's Day.
Look, man, I'm telling you, Drake gonna make so much money off this day. This is the day that Drake made. I'm telling you.
I
can see a year from now, Drake is gonna have a line of Valentine's Day gifts for guys. This should be the gift that you give your girl, inspired by Drake.
Right.
So I can only imagine, like, when people listen to this episode, they're like, why he giving Drake such a hard time for the past two episodes? It's because Drake is such he's an extremely soft-ass person. I've never seen somebody softer than that guy. I mean, but at the end of the day, he is Drake. He is a professional thief. I mean, that guy should be a fucking CIA agent. I mean, he just swoops in and, you know, like, hey, you know, my name is Aubrey. And the next thing you know, he got your bitch. You know, I mean, maybe girls just like that soft name, soft nigga shit. I don't know.
I'm like, no, what it is, man. You know, Drake. Listen, man. Drake is soft, but he can spit. But what the women like though is the fact that he makes songs complimenting them. Sometimes he goes too far. Sometimes he'll make a song and it sounds like a chick should be singing it. And that's where the shit goes south. Like, me personally, I could listen to Drake.
But a chick is singing.
But, huh?
But a chick is singing it. But a chick is singing it.
I got you. I feel you. But it's just, I don't know, man. Like, sometimes he goes too far with that stuff. And
I mean,
I could take him singing, but I'd rather hear him
singing
on his own hook.
I'm like this though, man. I'm like this. Drake is such an odd looking person to me, man. It's like his 5 o'clock shadow makes him look like a fucking pedophile.
It does. Like he needs to just go
like
ahead and keep the beard.
I mean, it's like, man, what he need to do is just like grow that shit out or shave it off. Either be Hood Drake or be Wheelchair Jimmy.
Nah, Wheelchair Jimmy looks gay.
I mean, what? Wheelchair Jimmy, Drake's inner core.
I don't know, man. I mean, Drake is always in the family to be a target. It's just too easy to roast him.
Yeah, it's one of those days where I really, really feel like maybe I should stop talking about him so much because he's such an easy target. Maybe I should talk about DMX. But
talk about who?
Talk about DMX. That probably slightly fucked up too. I mean, I can't keep roasting different people. So I'm gonna shut up on that note. But Yeah, I think, you know, just to get back on topic with the whole Valentine's Day thing, it's because it's so easy to get off topic talking about Drake. He's a very, very distracting guy. It's like his presence. It's like, what the fuck? Like, where did this little girl come from? To me, I really feel like Valentine's Day is something that should be done on a daily basis. And a day I completely overlook is the whole Sweetie's Day shit. I can't vibe with Sweetie's Day.
Okay.
It's
like Sweetie's Day is for guys. Valentine's Day is supposed to be for girls. It's stupid because the girls take advantage of both anyway.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do take advantage of both. Greedy whores. So I'm like, it's cool or whatever, you know, but at the end of the day, you got to kind of get a grasp on what really belongs to you. I mean, that's like a five-year-old saying that they got their birthday, they got Christmas, and they got two other days that's designated for their little badasses. I don't get it.
Right.
You know, it's cool. You know, it's just like, it's one of those things where it is, it's like everybody loves gifts, but you got to kind of shrink that shit down a little bit. But before I keep talking shit, let me go ahead, spin this next track by 16 Icon to set you straight.
With the icon.
Crack-a-lack on the track.
Crack-a-lack on the track, you heard the man.
Hi, my name is 16, the icon. Scare whack rappers so they sleep with their lights on. Superhero swag, but I never had no dice on. Spit hot lava to the top of the mic dome. Crack-a-lack on the track, this is Michigan. The state that brought you Eminem, yeah, we making hits again. Straight hood icon, spazzing, throwing fits again. The quarterback is toast, my team running the blitz again. But word is, I gotta prove myself. So please allow me to introduce myself. I'm the new sheriff in town, Reggie Hammond. A bona fide superstar, Molly Shannon. And I'ma make one thing clear. The MC that you fear would appear, well, he's here, yeah. The sleeping giant is awake. Feed 5-4-5, I'm about to set y'all straight.
The icon gonna set you straight. Ready with the flow, no need to sweat it. Make it move, make it do what it do. You need to keep it hype, it's a time to. The icon gonna set you straight. Ready with the flow, no need to sweat it. Make it move, make it do what it do. You need to keep it hype, it's a time to.
Supernatural flow, Ako Padalecki. Hot 16, that's the theme, so respect me. True to the game, so the whack MCs vex me. Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, you can check me, text me. If you need a feature, that's aggressive, cause now people can see I got flow like progressive. Wordplay exceptional, delivery professional. Me and Crack so consistently dope that it's excessive. Yes, if you hit my hand, your track, I will bless it. I'm an icon, the point is proven if you test it. Let's get down to brass tacks, this is cinema. Way too many actors, the game need an enema. If you whack, retire, cause I'm nowhere near a friend of ya. If you don't, it's highly likely I will be the end of ya. Stop, hold up, wait, now bring the beat back. Time to set y'all straight.
The icon gonna set you straight. Maybe with the flow, no need to spec it. Make it move, make it do what it do. You need to keep it hype, it's a time to. The icon gonna set you straight. Maybe with the flow, no need to spec it. Make it move, make it do what it do. You need to keep it hype, it's a time to.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Surge Radio. That was Set You Straight by my man 16 Icon. Man, I need to definitely start doing like the whole African Bumbada features and shit with it. I'm done. All right, but that's pretty much. Shout out to them, man. I ain't fucking with your song, but I'm just saying that that shit's kind of cool to me. Crackle Life be killing on those beats, though, man. Crackle Life got some heat as well. But that was 16 Icon featuring Thunder the Great, produced by Crackle Life. But, yeah, man, it's definitely one of those things, man, where it is. Today's a special day. Try to make it a special day for your significant other. Doesn't matter what I have to say. I mean, because I don't celebrate it. I mean, it's not too many days I do celebrate. I don't even celebrate my own birthday anymore. When parties and shit get done for me, I'm like, shit, I don't plan my own parties.
Right.
So it's just one of those weird things, man, where it is. Everybody feels a certain type of way about Valentine's Day. And, oh, man. It's some bitter motherfuckers at home right now, man, with cold sides that they did. Cold as fuck. Like, oh, my God. Fuck everybody. Fuck everybody that's enjoying Valentine's Day. You know, well, while y'all out there enjoying our dinners, I'm in my basement beating my dick off or flipping the bean. Okay, I'm done. Look, for anybody that's listening to Surge Radio right now, y'all can call in, comment, send me messages like y'all always do, 646-378-1510, 646-378-1510. Like I said, you know, while we on air, we got 2 minutes left to be on air, but we do have a special section of the show that you do not catch on air. So if you want to hear everything, make sure y'all click that link and listen to the rest of the show afterwards. But, yeah, man, it's some fucking unhappy people in the world, man. It's some really unhappy people. I mean, it's just people that just sit there and just, like, they just, like, Valentine's Day is like Groundhog Day for them. It's like they just,
right.
They can't get past that day because they can't see, like, every time they see a happy couple, Groundhog Day. That shit's like a revolving door to them. You know, it's like they just can't stand to see people happy. And I don't get why people put so much energy. They put a lot of energy in, like, the hate and shit. I mean, the older I get, man, I ain't got time for that hate and shit. I don't care about that stuff. If you happy, you happy. If you not, you not. But if you ain't happy, stay the fuck from around me. Period. That's all that is. I mean, motherfucker, if a coke and smile don't work for you, what you need to do is walk out in the middle of the road and end up like the rest of them fucking road kills.
Right.
That's the easiest thing to do. Or get some fucking coffee and vagina or dick.
Right, something. Don't be bitter, though. Like, that's the worst thing ever, man. Like, you sitting around mad or got your frowning down, got your nose all tooted up and shit over nothing. Like, I hate bitter motherfuckers, man. They shit on everything. You and then, you know what I'm saying? Any people in relationships that still be bitter. Like, how you got somebody you still bitter trying to shit on the next couple? Don't make no sense to me, man.
I mean, because people don't like, there's just certain people in the world that don't like to see people happy. And I just feel like if you got more time to sit there and designate, you know, energy to hating on somebody else's relationship, you're not really happy with your own shit. You got to dissect your own stuff and figure out what are you doing right? What are you doing wrong? And just pretty much, you know, gravitate to that shit, man. All that other stuff is just extra shit. And I mean, and it doesn't really matter at that point because, you know, if you're focused on you, you don't have time to worry about somebody else's relationship.
Right.
You know, that's just my opinion when it comes to that stuff. And like, I mean, but that's one thing I never understood is like how do you have time to worry about what somebody else is doing when you came in this world by yourself and you need to be worrying about what the fuck you gonna do? If you have somebody in your life that's special to you, focus your time and your energy on that person. You don't have time to worry about another person's relationship. You don't have time to worry about that next person thinking about when it comes to you. It's all about how you manage your time. You know, that's just my opinion. What the fuck do I know? I host a radio show.
Right. I mean, but it makes sense, though, man. It makes perfect sense.
I'm like, you know. But I think that's why days like Valentine's Day is made for people like that. you know, when they finally get in a relationship, they can actually indulge in the shit. So I really begin to think that Valentine's Day is for new couples. Old couples, it doesn't really apply. But, like, new couples, this is the way for them to make their feelings a little bit stronger, a little bit deeper, just do shit, teach each other how to do shit special for each other. Find out what they like and what they don't like. I mean, that's what Valentine's Day is for me now.
Right.
I mean, I can elaborate. I could do this for another hour and a half. I don't have that much time. I mean, I think the next Valentine's Day, I'm on target to get Drake's soft ass on here and let him talk about how special it is. He probably, you know, rap a poem or some shit.
He probably would, but...
Oh, the sky is blue, and my pillow is soft. I love your face, but I love those balls.
You an idiot, man.
Wayne, that is. Wayne, that is.
Stop asking me that, man. I think Drake, when you going to stop bashing that guy, man? He's been on your shit list for like a long time. Actually, you know what? He took the place of Jay-Z. He used to shit on Jay-Z a lot. Drake actually took the place of Jay-Z.
Hey, man, isn't that the figure that changed his name like six times? Did he change his name like six times? Hello? Oh, I just lost my caller. All right, y'all, which means it's time to get the fuck out of here. Thank y'all for tuning in. Surge Radio. Until next time, people, we out of here.
Ironic.